Okay.
Okay. So they're saying for a lot of us that we actually are being gifted with the transmissions, but we're not used to trusting them. So it's almost like we're going about our day and we have the idea to do a different behavior, walk in faith, trust in God, whatever it may be. And it kind of zooms past us and we're like, okay, now what was I doing? But the idea is as we open and expand to the gifts as they're being presented and follow them, that we each really do have our own personalized instruction manual for this. And so they're saying sort of like what these groups are doing is helping us to acclimate to actually what can be occurring for us all through the day. So it's almost like when you do your little meditations, hopefully that we're all doing it, they're saying. So we kind of meditate and watch our thoughts in that 10-minute space or the half-hour space or an hour, 2 hours, whatever you do, with the idea that when through your day, we stay in that meditative awareness. So we're looking at our thoughts, looking at our emotions through the day rather than reacting. So they're saying, and here's like the big thing, hi, welcome back, is when we're listening to the master's teachings, when we're listening to the instructions, when we're engaged in the expansive awareness in like the group session for the hour, to consider it sort of like your meditation. So we're doing this like in a concentrated space of focus, but that then, they're saying then, during our day, during our week, to continue it. Because they're saying that when you come here, when you travel to these inner circles, you practice attuning to the higher awarenesses. And so then the idea is to take that skill with you, to take that experience with you, and then during the day, to start becoming aware that there's more than just you traveling in your day. There's more than just you, that we really have our full support team with us, working with us. They keep asking me to take up work, guiding us. Talking with us, showing us things, so that as we become aware that type of continual conversation, not to look too crazy to our friends and family, but that continual conscious contact, as we become aware of it, as we attune to it, it's actually going to increase because it's just something that we're not used to doing. You know, they're saying even the best spiritual travelers still believe in 3D reality, and they get not caught up. Their old paradigm, they're used to traveling in 3D, forgetting that you really can open up to your higher consciousness through the experience. And they're inviting us to remember these words in to meditate on them, because changes can happen so much faster now. Changes can happen so much faster. They're saying that all of us can glide into a new mastery level in 6 to 8 months, like that, easily. And so basically we're not waiting on anything. They're really waiting on us to wake up to what we already have, and that's what it is. Okay, so welcome everybody. So everybody has been here except for Steve. Hi, Steve. Okay, he hasn't run out yet, so that's a good sign. So welcome, Steve. Steve gets the daily messages, so he knows a little bit about what this is about. So what I do, Steve, is I bring through the Ascended Masters, and they're coming through as a collective consciousness right now, though they are practicing trans-channeling in front of Benjamin's stuffed animals to get comfortable doing it. So they come through as a collective consciousness, and they come through to teach us and also to provide the vibration. As much as the information is of value to us, it's also the vibration of the energy that's valuable to us, because we're really attuning to our true selves and our true vibration. And they're saying that their vibration is no different than our true vibration. You know, there's really no separation. So there's no separation between all of us, and there's really no separation between us and our higher selves. And that's what we're coming to realize more and more. Experience more and more, they're saying. Okay, so it'll be like a 10-minute. I'm a little tired from the drive, so I'm thinking 10 minutes today. And then they're going to go around and answer questions. So they can just tune in and give you any information that they can tune in and what would be in your highest and best good. So a lot of people say, just tell me what I need to know. Or you can ask a specific question, or you can do both. And Terry, usually I have it recorded on my website, but it's sitting at home in my drawer. So Terry is recording it for us. Are you comfortable doing that, though?
I'm fine.
Do you want, like, a little bench?
No, I'm fine.
Sit on?
I'm going to put this chair on.
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So any questions?
Any questions? I guess the one thing I wanted to say was that the daily messages in the last 60 days have been a revelation to me, and it's gotten me to one level, I guess, a level better than I was, where I was just structured too much in my life, and I'm in the process of moving, and it's been a lot of good, I'll use the word therapy for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. to keep me going forward, and trying to find myself. So the reason I came here was I think I wanted to see about feeling those vibrations, whether it's here or online. Mm-hmm. I figured I could try here and see how that works. And so no specific question. I'm looking to, I guess, find my highest self. Is that kind of what I'm trying to do? So I think that's
awesome.
Why I came here.
Awesome. Okay. Perfect. You're in the right place here. Julie, it looks so cute. And everything's just like, she's so cute. Thank you. All right, let me make sure I'm at 100 so you guys can hear me. Yeah, I was. I agree. I look forward to seeing what they say to Marcos. I wish I remember what they said, but it was just like, basically you're an ascended master. Just...
I remember.
Don't show up too much for the others that are trying to catch up. It was something like something
that
fantastic like that.
Reminded me of yoga.
I remember.
I used to do yoga. <for you.
Greetings and welcome. In fact, it is a mighty group, a mighty spiritually aware group. You see, the Marcos, who we do remember as well, is simply a reflection of all of you, all of the wonderful light travelers that are currently present. What you are doing, light travelers, is traveling with your light, and we are quite pleased that you are waking up and discovering the many properties of light. In fact, you are enlightening your own lives, are you not? You are finding opportunities for growth. You are finding opportunities for change. And the channeler, in sharing of her holy wisdom in her driving abilities yesterday, is simply mirroring to each one of you that you have opportunities awaiting you. You have chances that perhaps you are not taking yet. You have moments, pockets of opportunities that are passing by. They are passing by simply because they enter your field of awareness or consciousness, and you do a disservice, if you may, temporarily speaking, in denying yourself the freedom of exploration. You see, it is time for you to explore your true nature, to understand and partnership with your true master self. So when you have these moments of clarity and opportunity, they often whiz by and you do not simply reach out and catch them, because you do not feel that you have what it takes. It does not rock. It does not assimilate in your holy awareness that this is something that could be for you. Do you see? It could be for the one across the street. It could be for the Tony Robbins of the world, if you will. Yes, we were listening. But you forget that you are the Tony Robbins. You see, he is simply in your dream consciousness. You understand? So if you see one mighty that has worked with the mind and explored how to expand abilities by expanding mind, my dears, you are Tony. There is no real Tony. Tony is simply popping up in your dream so you can be aware of who you are, what you are capable of. And then, dear ones, you have the ones awakening to enlightened awareness. You have them in your storybooks known as the holy books, and you say, yes, there have been awakened people on the earth. There have been enlightened ones. But you understand, dear ones, that you are dreaming them. You are dreaming them up. This is your dream. So if you are dreaming of enlightened awareness, what does this tell you? What is the secret? What is the hint? The hint is that you too are enlightened awareness. Do you see? So there is nothing that you cannot see or hear about or even dream about that you cannot possess. So we ask you, dear ones, to begin to earnestly paying attention to your desires. What is it you truly desire? We go on record in saying that you truly desire to awaken. How do we know this? Because you are listening, dear ones. You are attuned to the awakened vibration. You see, you have either made it your business to get into the holy vehicle, turn on the holy computer, or listen to the holy recordings at a later time, but you have become proactive and said, yes, I will attune to my ascension energy. I will attune to my awakened awareness. You see, you are responding to your awakened awareness. Get ready. Are you ready? It is because, dear ones, you are already awakened. You are the awakened energy calling yourselves home. You see? There are no real ascended masters separate from you. Have we lost anyone? Has anyone fallen off their holy chairs? You see, you still cling to the belief in duality. You still cling to wanting to look to someone greater than yourselves. Please help me. Please lift me up. Please show me. Please teach me. Please help me. Tell me that there is someone greater than me that I can trust. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. You see, there are energies that are more expanded than your current level of awareness. The great secret that the world has been shelving away, has been not quite ready to deal with, you may say, is that these energies are you. You see, you are calling yourself home. So, dear ones, play with this idea, play with this energy, a moment. Play with this field of awareness that you are bringing to yourself, because here is the next great leap of evolutionary awareness of consciousness. If you are awakening yourself, how easy may it be to slip into the awakened perceptions? You see, if it is only you, if you are not separate from, do you see? You are not separate from these awakened energies, these awakened awarenesses, because it is you. So if it is you, how much access do you have to it? Do you see? You have all access. All access. You see, when the mother finds the child pinned underneath a vehicle because of her great love for the child, what does she do? She drops ego mind in her desire to save her son, and what does she do? She lifts a vehicle off the sun, pinned underneath. You have all heard the stories, yes? So how is she doing this? She, in that moment of courage, in her determination to save the son, drops ego mind and claims her true self. An hour later, she won't be able to do it. She will go back and slip into ego mind. Yes, I'm helpless. Yes, I am separated from, you see? this is what you were dreaming. You were always separated from, you were separated from your loved one. You were separated from the golden coins. It is a continuous dream of separation. Pay attention, dear ones. Not in fear, but in exploration. You see, you are the great space explorers. And you are exploring what this is all about, this whole notion of space. Space means that there is space between myself and that which I desire. Space means that there is the belief in separation. Truly, it is simply a belief. A belief that is coming to an end because you are desiring it to be so. You have played the holy game of separation. You have explored it inside out, backwards and forwards. You have killed yourselves, killed your brothers and sisters numerous times. And you have said, I am done. I would like to know union. I would like to know brotherhood. I would like to know who I truly am. I would like to play with these energies in the physical duality and discover right here in where I dwell, where I find myself, what it means to truly be a master, to truly awaken. You see, dear ones, you have all played the part. We may lose someone here. You may have all played the part of being awakened. You are all already masters of consciousness. And so what you are doing yet again is coming into the denser energies and returning to your truth. And what you are doing when you do so is affording the rest of humanity that still believes in separation to choose again. Will they do that? We shall see. But it is the plan. It is the plan of ascension. Earth is ready to ascend. And the inhabitants of the Earth are playing the mind games. Some are not quite done with duality, and they are easy to recognize. And that is okay. It is important for them to explore the ups and downs, the lefts and rights, the high hopes and despairs, until they are done, until they can say, yes, I am now complete. But there is a great surge. There is a great awakening of consciousness, a planetary awakening. You see, some of you are aware of this on your Facebook groups. We watch the channeler read, and the numbers are growing. She has some of the groups. Yes, the numbers are growing, 20,000, 30,000. What you are not aware of, dear ones, is the numbers are really quite higher. The numbers will keep increasing as you join. You join within your heart and awaken together. You see? There is a revolution of consciousness, of conscious awareness, and it is growing daily. It is growing daily. So you, dear ones, have afforded yourself, shall we say, the opportunity to lead the party, be the way showers. And so you are finding each other, are you not? That is what these groupings are about. As each of you wake up, we support you in setting up groupings. Why? Because all of the groupings are needed. These are challenging times, no doubt. You have noticed. And so we support those that wake up to their light. We support those that are willing to share their light. It has been a bit of a struggle for this channeler. Those that know her understand. But what if I'm not good enough? What if I make a mistake? The what ifs, you see? You are supported, each of you. Each of you are supported and encouraged to get started. Do not let the ego mind convince you that you have not perfected your skill. Well, of course you have not. You are still expanding. So the ego mind will always convince you you are not ready. Ignore it. Trust. You do not need to have all the bells and whistles to get started, you see? When you get on the TV set, if there is a need for an additional bell, the producer of your TV show will come and provide you the bell. You see? You will have an awakened member of the audience saying, here, you need this mantra, do it nightly. We will find you. We will find you. We will host you. You see? You are each hosted. So, the name of the game is to get started. Whatever you do well, whatever your gift or service is, believe in it, trust it, and use it. It is by the using that it will expand. If it is simply saying a daily prayer that is filled with the light and the love, offer to get on a daily morning prayer call with those that you know that understand the light and share your daily prayer. It may be a 2-minute prayer every morning, and that is it. But that is enough, because what you are doing is saying, yes, I trust the ascension energies, and the ascension energies desire that I share my power, that I share my gift, that I expand. So you are teaching yourself that it is safe to trust the energies, and you are helping others to tune into the higher energies, and you are showing others what it means to be a master. I do not cower and hide from my gift. I trust it, I follow it, and I share what it is I have. You see, these are troubling times, and the times will only get more intense. It is the truth, you have been warned. But when we shared this warning, we all also share the truth. The truth is you have the power of the light, and the power of the light, the power of love, and as it is often said and heard, love will win. So, do you have what you need? Absolutely. Will you have the structures and paradigm that you're used to in the linear world? It will no longer be hardly necessary. You understand? Because you have the power of your light, you will be turning on your gifts, and you will be able to create with ease all that you wish, all that you desire, all that you need to function in the linear world as well as in your expanded awareness of consciousness. But it will be different. You will not go to the government and ask for the security of what they are doing. They are quite lost in the paradigm shift, you understand. They only know the old way of operating, and it will no longer function effectively, have you noticed? So, can you expect troubled times ahead? Most assuredly. But you can expect the power of the light. You can expect the power of your mastership. So, how will you best be able to use your mastership in times ahead? It is like having super duper equipment on a speedboat but never trying out what it has. Yes, I've been traveling in the speedboat all summer long. What are these switches? What are these bells and whistles? I have never tried them out. I do not know. And that is what we are sharing, dear ones. It is time to try out your holy equipment. It is time to find out what you do possess. The channeler learned that she can travel 3.5 hours on her own without the need of a mate. Why is this important? It is important because she needs to understand the power of her own light. It is important because she needs to understand that she is equipped to travel this holy Mother Earth with the support of her light team, with the support of her higher awareness, with the support of her Christed being, not another's. Does she still love her mate? Of course, absolutely. Does she need her mate? Does she need her mate to understand her power? Hardly. Hardly. That is what she is teaching herself. Each of you have mastery steps to take. Each of you have opportunities to understand your true nature. your true partnership with your higher self. But it will not begin by wondering, by pondering, by dreaming, by saying, if only, if only, if only. The channeler has a list of if onlys. If only I had done this, if only I had done that. You understand. You all have your own private secret list. What if we told you that those lists were a figment of your imagination? What if we told you that each and every moment you took expanded your awareness of who you were or who you were not? You see, each twist and turn was necessary. You were partnering with your higher self, and you were determining which way to go. So when you go into the roadblock, when you go into the darkness, it then taught you to go the other way. So was each step necessary? Absolutely. Is each step necessary now? Absolutely. It is absolutely necessary now to decide which way you want to go. Do you want to keep returning to the if-onlys? Do you want to keep returning to the darkness? Or do you wish to choose the light? And if you choose the light, do you want to try out your bells and whistles? Do you want to find out what it really can do for you? Do you want to test the energies? Do you want to see what it's like to embody the energies? And you do so by living them, by sharing them, by trusting them. You each have opportunities to grow. And as you do, you will discover your true nature, your true partnership with your higher self, your true devotional truth. In truth, you are already awakened. You have simply forgotten. You have simply been taught that you are not. It is not safe to be powerful. It is not safe to be awakened on this planet and hope to keep your life. So you have forgotten. You have taught yourself to forget. But that is changing. That is changing moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, as you are choosing your light, as you are teaching yourself to say, yes, I will trust my light. I will trust my inner guidance. I will trust my intuition. I will trust and start that prayer call in the morning for anyone that would like to join. You see, trust the inner wisdom. Trust the promptings. They are real. They are real. They are real. And now is the time. Now is the time to know your true nature. Now is the time to partner with your higher self, with your highest truth, with your God self. These are miraculous times that you live in. Challenging, of course. So take out the genie bottle that you all possess within your heart. Open it up. And allow yourself to expand into your truth, to expand into the awareness that truly you do not walk alone. Truly, there is no separation. And truly, you are already partnered with your true self. So, these are our words this morning. We ask you to take them in. We ask you to listen to them later, if you choose to reflect, thanks to our dear angelic friend, who is delighted to record these words, for she resonates with the light, and she enjoys delighting. You see, to delight, to bring light to discover the light within. So we ask you to relax and allow the attunement to your light. Imagine attuning to your highest self. Imagine attuning to your Christ nature. Imagine attuning to what is true about you. There is no separation. You can receive as much light as you believe you can receive. How about that? And you will be believing more and more, day by day, week by week, month by month. Did you notice we did not say year by year? There is a reason. There is no need. There is no need to believe in linear time. There is no need to grow old and not grow in ascension awareness. There is no longer any need. So relax and receive. So it is.
So it is.
I'm looking down on my recorder. There is no recorder. I always like to see how many minutes. Okay, so welcome everybody. And we'll start with Nalon. Hi, Nalon. You got someone working on you here, so I'll tell you that. So that's a big plus to you. And she's very skilled, too. So I will share that. Say your name again, though, please.
Nina.
To be honest, I don't know, and I don't know why I don't know. I don't know if it's just because that's just not something I'm good at. So I don't know, but I will tune in at the end of the group and see if I can get any information. It may be that Julie's clearing it out for you, so it's a no thing. But what I do know is, what I do know is they are asking you to, may I say your name one more time?
Nina.
They are asking you to have, I get the energy, but I'm trying to put this into words. It's not even put into words. It's more so about like a remedy. So let me start with what the issue is, and then we'll figure out what the solution is. The issue is there's a disconnection from self. And I know you're going to, like, just be totally fed up with me, because it's like, how many times is she going to say this to me? But it's important. The feeling is, it's not so much that it's something new, that it's like, because this is how it feels to me. It feels to me like if I was sitting listening to these words, it would be like, but you don't understand everything I'm doing. Like, I'm doing the prayers, I'm doing the meditations, I'm doing, like, everything anybody could possibly do to expand their awareness. And they're saying, yes, that's very true. And so what is coming up is showing you what has actually been an issue or has been the result of previous traumas that you are ready and being invited to release, so that you have an opportunity now, and that this is actually your time now. It's almost, it's been designated to you as your time now. And I feel like there's a lot of spiritual protection for you to do that. This is your time to, like, self-integrate. I don't even know if that's a word. But to, it's almost like soul retrieval. It's almost like bringing in all the different various parts of yourself that you taught yourself to disidentify with because it was safer not to. So imagine if you were someone that was very outspoken, you knew your truth, but every time you did it, you got slapped in the face. Well, you learn. I'm not saying this happened to you, but this is just a crazy example. You would learn really quickly, if I don't really enjoy getting hit all the time, I'm just not going to bring that part of myself out anymore. So I'll hide that part of my personality because it just feels more comfortable doing that. It's that kind of thing, and that's like an extreme example. But what they're sharing is now is your time, energetically speaking, to bring all your stuff together. And what they're showing me actually is the Scarecrow and Wizard of Oz. And there's one scene where somehow he loses his stuffing, and I forget why. I guess
monkeys.
The monkeys pulled it out of him. So thank you. So what they're showing me is, like, I'm watching him put his stuffing back in, and that's what you're doing now. That's what this time period of your life is about. He goes around collecting his stuffing and stuffing himself back in, making him whole, making himself whole. You see, making himself whole. And that's what this time is about. I feel like it will, I feel like you have spiritual protection as well. So that means that you will be provided all the time that you need to do that, but that's what the focus is about. I don't know what the shoulder is. I suspect it's going to feel better now. But what I do know is this is about, I mean, you can, like, talk to the archangels, you can say a prayer, like, show me, reveal to me, and this would actually be purposeful, show me, reveal to me what it is that I need to reclaim. But it's actually because it's your time and you're ready for it. And when you go through this reclaiming process, you will actually be a new person walking on the earth. You will be, your energy, what they're showing me is, like, you almost will have a different energy signature. You will be that, you'll be all tuned up, okay, so here's the last analogy. They're showing me, like, a piano, whatever, you know, and sometimes Lewis is like, oh, I need the piano tuner to come tune it. It's like that. It's like you're a beautiful piano, but, it requires tuning now. It's extremely doable, by the way. It's a matter of prioritizing it. It's a matter of prioritizing what Spirit is teaching you about what you have disidentified with. And I don't feel like you consciously need to know what that is as much as being aware, to being open to being shown, because the feeling I have is that you actually work really well with your higher group and do listen to messages. So it's about being open to being taught. And when you get to that state of openness, like the awareness of, you know, I don't know, show me, teach me, without the struggle, the only thing that can interfere with it is the struggle, feeling like you have to strain to figure it out. You really don't. You just have to go about your day just being open to being shown. And I feel like you're psychic enough and you receive messages well enough that you'll just know it. It's like, oh my God, this is where I give up my power. Oh my God, this is where I play dumb, you know, to be liked or whatever it may be. You know, that's just my stuff personally. I don't know what your stuff is, but you'll be shown. And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hi, Miss Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. I always want to salute. You make me very patriotic. And what they're saying to me is, and what I'm doing and wanting to salute is I'm saluting to freedom, because they're sharing this. I don't know if that was the same message last time, but they're saying that flag is actually very important in terms of our consciousness, because it represents freedom to us. And it's not so much about freedom for the United States of America as much as that's what our country represents. Our country represents the energy of freedom. You know, and of course the ego tramples on it, as egos always do on people's spiritual path. So, you know, like the ego can even feed into someone's meditation process. And, you know, I did it with me. You know, it was like, oh, I'm a holy spiritual person because I meditate for 45 minutes and use meditate for 10. And my ego got into my meditation program. Like it got me to feel superior. And then I went through that for a period of time. And they're using that as an example, because that's what's happening with America. You know, America is really built with enlightened beings. The founding fathers were enlightened beings, and it was about bringing in the consciousness of freedom. And so what happens, of course, is then the ego gets a hold of it, and you know the rest of the story. But that's what that flag is about. That's what that flag is about. It's about our freedom from our linear self. Freedom. Okay, having said that, hi, welcome, how can we help you?
I think he also represents love.
They're saying you represent love.
Oh, well, it is the love of so many lives that have been sacrificed for this country. That love that people feel for this country. So that's how I take it to this love.
Aww, nice. Okay, and how can we help you today?
Any messages that I need to hear today, please?
Your energy is so beautiful. And say your first name, please.
Anna.
And say it again, please.
Anna.
Okay, I have to clear something up. Out. Anna, hold on one quick second. Okay, and say it again, please.
Anna.
You're learning how to fall in love with yourself again, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, ever since you started talking, I just saw a rose, and the rose is almost like superimposed on top of you, like on top of your heart or your chest. And Anna, say your name one more time.
Anna.
Wow. It's good. It's really good. You're really learning how to love yourself again. Love your true self. I feel like it's very interesting that you chose to expand on how you felt about that flag, that it had to do with love, because that's what you're all about right now. It's really perfect. You are all about understanding the power of love. And it will return you to wholeness. It will return you to your whole state of consciousness and awareness. So let me see what I can add to that. One moment. Anna, say name one more time.
Anna.
it's time for you. It's time for you to work with your understanding of your power. You have, let me say it in the positive. You are in the process of allowing yourself to be powerful. Understanding that your power comes from God, your power comes from love, not from the ego. And as you almost like slip into that, you will naturally open up to your spiritual gifts, which are huge, by the way. Huge. And why you haven't been experiencing them up to now as much is because you've had this thing with, I don't know, it's not ladylike to have power, it's not, I don't know, something. But keeping power away from you is the bottom line. You are, Anna, say your name one more time.
Anna.
You're teaching yourself that it's okay to have power. And with the power is going to come your spiritual gifts, which, you hear the other dimension. So tell me how that's going.
I had a couple out-of-body experiences, and I'm enjoying that. I'm learning how to do that more often.
It's a process, and what I can tell you is as you keep feeling more and more comfortable with having power, it's an issue of power, understanding that the power is the power of God. It's the power of love. As you keep feeling more and more comfortable, I feel like a whole new dimension is going to suddenly just open up on you. This is going to suddenly be there. And they want me to keep telling you that to get your conscious mind to get comfortable with that, to start letting go. Like you've held on tightly with the reins. It's kind of like, you know, I just got to control. I got to, not control, but like hold on to everything, you know, keep it all together. And you're starting to loosen up in that regard. What I'm seeing is like the seams, the thread of the seams, they're starting to open up and expand. And as those threads expand, what happens is you're letting the light in and you're letting the power in. It's good. It's really, really, really good. So I'm trying to think of, not think, but tune in if there's like a concrete suggestion they can give you. One moment. It's really about being comfortable with the power. So I will share this with you. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you held a light for me in a situation where you actually helped me step into my power. Are you aware of that? Okay. This is being recorded. I'll talk to you after this. It's like Watergate. I don't want to break the
I can just pause.
Okay. So this is being recorded. So I will talk with you afterwards, but make follow up with me, like annoy me. Make sure I tell you the story because you need to hear this. You need to understand how powerful your energy is. And when you hear my story, you're going to get that. You're going to be like, I did that? And they're going to say, yes, dear one, you did that. And you're expanding into it. You're expanding into you're expanding into it naturally, but they want me to share the story because it's a little gem for you to kind of tuck. You know, like you watch women tuck things into their brassiere. They kind of want to tuck you to tuck that into your heart. Yeah. So your reading will be after the group. So there you go. I'll leave you with that for now.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. I think Valerie is gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
She's gone.
Okay. All right. Hi, Miss Julie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. What have they had for me today?
Well, thank you for being a healer. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that healing work. It's amazing. And it's appreciated, I should say. And say your first name, please.
Julie.
And say it again, please.
Julie.
You've got more stuff to throw out. So I'm guessing, having moved and gotten from 2,000 square feet to 1,000, I know what it's like to go through stuff and move stuff out. However, so I know that you're in the process of doing that, but they're asking you, say your name again, please.
Julie.
Yeah, you got more stuff to throw out. It may be that, on a physical level as well. Okay, so as you go through your items, as you go through your belongings, look to the things that you would normally logically think to keep, because everyone keeps these things. You know, they're, I don't know, something pretty, something meaningful, they got memories, whatever it may be. And use a feng shui method of, does this serve me? Does this serve me? Does this represent who I am now? Does this represent who I am now? And what you're going to find is that there are things that you're holding on to that are actually, and you can actually do it this Sook way, in terms of just going into the energies first. But they're giving you the option of doing it in physicality first. But it's really your choice how you do it. But they're going to play with physicality just to give you the idea of what they're getting at. Do these items reflect my true self? Do these items reflect the awareness and the consciousness of who I know myself to be? So in other words, they may be things that have memories associated to them of periods in your life that you've now outgrown. Or times when your self-awareness or consciousness isn't what it is now. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's important to release it. And it's almost like, you know, Kubler-Ross, I forget her first name.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. And she had, I mentioned this before, so my apologies if people have heard me say this before, but they use my memory bank, that she had a fire and she lost everything. Mm-hmm. And she said it was the most freeing thing she ever experienced, because suddenly she was not attached to her past. Mm-hmm. It was gone. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like that. They're not asking you to have a bonfire, but to have the awareness that there are things that you're holding on to as dear that are actually not reflective of your beauty. So it may be times when you had. I'm not saying this about you, I'm going to use me as an example. Mm-hmm. Times when you weren't honoring yourself as much as you do now. Mm-hmm. Times when there were periods that, you know, it's just like part of your lineage of your passing through the physicality of this earth plane. Mm-hmm. But if you were on the other side and you were ascended and your spirit guide said, okay, you know, you can keep 6 things from physicality that are going to be treasured memories that really are your highlights of these were your best times on earth. If they don't fit into one of those 6 objects that you got to keep, their question to you is consider releasing them. Mm-hmm. Unless it's functional that you need to keep it. The reason is because they're trying to dislodge your false states of self. Mm-hmm. They're trying to dislodge anything and everything that is no longer equal to your power. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I've cleared out a lot, mm-hmm. and everything else is in storage and boxes, mm-hmm. and even while I'm listening to you, I'm kind of mentally going through what's in there, and I'm kind of, like, I totally understand what you're what they're saying, but I'm not really coming up with anything, so I'll have to sit and be quiet about that, because... Mm-hmm.
They're basically asking you to release your, say your name again, please.
Julie.
They're asking you to release your identification with your former self. Your false, they're saying your false self.
Okay.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, okay.
And say your name again.
Julie.
They're saying you still believe in your limitation, and how do I say it? You've got a guy that has an interesting way with words, because he's basically saying, and we're not having that anymore. Like he says, and she says, and we're not having that. And he went like, "Joop."
Uh-huh.
He just actually took Julie. Say your name again.
Julie.
Yeah, he actually took a blade. It's silver.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the energy of like Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
when you cut the cords.
Mm-hmm.
He's slicing through all this, I can't understand his word, but the word I would use for the energy would be manure.
Mm-hmm.
He's slicing through all this manure,
mm-hmm.
that you still have ego identification with.
Yeah.
And he's almost like your Zen master or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Hmm.
So the idea being that you have the ability to really walk away from your old perception,
mm-hmm.
of self, and that's what I have to do. So one moment, let me see my thing. I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
No, I just say I get all that, and
right.
That's exactly where I am, and you know where I'm headed, and this is, it's clearly that, like,
right,
you know. Those 57 years are kind of here.
Okay.
But I'm still coming up with a blank, so I just make, you know, if
okay.
they can be more specific.
Absolutely.
Or quietly if they could tell me.
Absolutely.
This guy, whatever his name is.
He's tough. Oh my God.
Right.
You must be powerful to have such a tough spirit. I mean, he's like, he's a Zen master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would probably start crying.
And does he know who I am?
He actually does. He's really funny. Because, you know, of course, he's listening. He goes, he says, "You're another one." Where is he from? I have no idea. He goes, "She's another one. You deny your power. You deny your power. You deny your power." Okay, so one moment, please. And say your name one more time, Julie.
Julie.
So this was his suggestion. He said to get it can be any kind of like, it's like a glass. It doesn't have to be glass. Like anything that it's, but it's round. There's something about it being round. So not like a square glass, like a round glass. It could be like a tiny little vase,
mm-hmm.
Just like a tumbler glass, anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but clear,
mm-hmm.
clear.
Okay.
And put in there that which is true about yourself. So, your love, your light, your highly skilled healer, you know, like things of those natures, of what's true. You import interdimensional, Julie, say your name again?
Julie.
You import interdimensional frequency. Apparently that's true about you. So, you can put them on pieces of paper,
mm-hmm.
you can put them, you can make it an art project and put them like on balls, like on marbles, like that's up to you because you're the artist. But when you're done and complete with that tumbler glass, place that in the middle of a table or countertop or something of honor, like in terms of like you're honoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And say your name again, please.
Julie.
Okay. And so use that, the energy of that, allow that to build up energy because you're going to honor it and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
and use that energy to then compare that to everything else in your life.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So what they mean is they're looking at the physical objects that they're referring to is mm-hmm. really just symbolic, to
yeah.
be honest, yeah. of the energy.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really more about the energy,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
So you don't really have to do the physical if you don't want to. It's more so about the fact that it's actually symbolically representing what's still going on energetically.
Okay.
And because they're saying that's what duality is. Like, that's what our world is. Like, you know, if we decorate our house a certain way because it's reflecting what's in our consciousness.
Right.
So, let me see how that works. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
Yeah, they like it. They like it because they say the just by you tuning in your consciousness to that idea of that that it's almost like a force field with that goblet with the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's expanding and it's going to grow.
Yeah.
It's going to grow.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. Well, thank him.
This idea. Thanks,
dude. and then he goes, he's so funny. He's like, and if that doesn't work,
all right, big no. sale on Congress
no.
Avenue. What do you call that?
Yeah,
storage.
No, I really feel like it will work. I really feel like it will work because you're really good with energy,
mm-hmm.
and you'll tune into it. You'll get what he's talking about.
God, thank you so much.
Hi, welcome. I'm glad you found us again.
Thank you.
And how can we help you?
Anything that they want to share.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Melissa.
Okay, let me just clear one moment, please. He's so funny, your guy.
Yeah.
He's ready to help Melissa now.
Oh, good.
He says, you want me to help with this one, too?
Plays well with others.
Oh, my God, he's so funny. Who is he, Julie? He says, I could teach a class for you if you want. He's really good. He's really good, by the way, Julie. He really is. He knows his stuff. I'm going to try to clear him out just so I can tune into Melissa. He goes, I'll be back. He's good because he's powerful and yet he's playful. I like a good combination, you know? And he says, that's what spirituality is. He says, it doesn't have to be torture time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be torture time. And in fact, the more we can take it all lighter, the easier it is for us to accept the new beliefs. Because it's the resistance that keeps us from adopting the new ways of thinking or feeling, whatever. So the more that we can just kind of laugh about it, it actually opens up our cells. It opens up. Expands us, and it's in those expanded states that we're most open to receiving. So he's actually reminding me of that, so thank you. Okay, now we're going to get to Melissa. Okay, Melissa, say your name again.
Melissa.
And say it again, please.
Melissa.
And say it one more time.
Melissa.
Orange is... sacral chakra? That's orange.
Second.
Okay, and that's, what issues are orange?
It's your creativity, your sexuality.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought, but just want to be sure. Melissa, say your name again, please.
Melissa.
Well, I hope your sexuality is fantastic, but I don't think it's about the sexuality part. I feel like it's about the creativity part. So there's something stalking you. And what I mean by this, nothing to be worried about. What I mean by that is you have opportunity to grow. Yeah, thank you. You have opportunity to grow and expand in terms of, yes, I'm getting the chills. You have opportunity to grow and expand in terms of your spiritual gifts, in terms of your... What you do best. So what do you do, may I ask?
I have a wellness center. I teach A Course in Miracles.
You have a wellness center and teach A Course in Miracles. Fantastic.
Teach kids yoga.
Teach kids yoga. Fantastic. Oh, wow. Is that? Okay, like, can it get more fantastic?
Yeah.
Apparently it's going to get more fantastic than that. Are there any ideas that you've had floating around? If I had all the money and the time in the world, you know, I would really like to do this. I'd like to learn about that. I would love to see this in my studio, something like that. Follow it. It's not made up. It's not just dream stuff. It's spirit planting with ideas that can easily become reality. So is there anything that you need help with now that I said that? Like, okay, but what do I do with that kind of thing?
Well, because I'm also considering going back to corporate America to be able to sustain.
Financially. Uh-huh. Okay. And say your first name again.
Alyssa.
Say it one more time.
Melissa.
I don't like to interfere with anyone's economic security, so I only want good economic security karma coming to me. One moment, please. Say your name again, please.
Melissa.
You have a way to make more of the golden coins in what you're doing spiritually than you're presently doing. And I feel like that's what it's about. It doesn't mean that you may not want to supplement it with corporate America as well. So they're not saying not to do that, but what they are saying is you have a way to financially achieve more than you are through your spiritual activities. So you do Course in Miracles, okay, and is that like a nominal fee, love donations, something like that? And then you teach yoga to kids. Okay, and you like teaching yoga to kids? I can see you're fantastic in it, actually. And where do you teach yoga to kids? Schools? Schools.
Hmm.
And are you getting enough business?
Starting to. But not as quickly as necessary to sustain both household and business.
I hear you, sister. I hear you. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Melissa.
Yeah.
One moment.
There's more you can do to expand your yoga business with kids. It's not a business, it's a service. And I'm feeling like it's got to do with publicity and promotion. And that has to do with you understanding how powerful your gift is. You're not just, I got trained in yoga and I know a couple of positions. Would you like to learn? You're gifted in helping humanity's evolution. So when you're touching these kids, you're not just teaching them a yoga position. They're working with someone that understands higher consciousness. So when they have the gift of working with you as a yoga provider as opposed to someone else, you are really, I'm getting chills. You see this? You're really reminding them that you're the light, that they're the light. And there are a lot of these kids that aren't taught that in their homes. I mean, these are kids, like, I thought about going back to school, to be a teacher when Benjamin was little, my son. And because I would volunteer, and I'm looking at the teachers, like, I can do this. And I used the word God one time. Just talking to a teacher, she's like, oh, you can't say that. I'm thinking, I went last a week, are you fired? So there are a lot of these kids that energetically are so connected. But it's not reinforced in their environment. And unfortunately, it's almost like the opposite that's reinforced. So you going, I'm getting the chills again, Melissa. You going in and being the lighthouse for them is what you're doing is beaming them up to their true reality. So look at these chills. I mean, can I get more chills? So when we do these attunements to help us vibrate to our true master, do you see these chills, Melissa? I'm going to go walk you into principal's office. Look at this. When when we do these attunements to, so that we can vibrate to that higher vibration, that's what you'll be doing to, for these kids. Because you vibrate to such a high vibration, you just walking into the classroom, and don't, you wouldn't even have to teach them anything. You would be helping them so much, enriching their lives. Now, here's the thing. This has to do with your mind and your belief system. You have to understand that the universe is going to support you touching these kids. This is not about the school system. I don't know which where you're going, but this is not about needing the linear world to back you. You need to align your thoughts and your belief system with the understanding that the universe will back you, because they're not backing you, they're backing these kids. You see that? Because you're their salvation in a way, because your vibration is so high, by them having contact with you on a regular basis, is going to help them sustain their vibration, which the world needs for the evolution of the planet. So how important is that? Do you get how important that is? So as you brainstorm and meditate and ask for spirit to provide you, enlighten you with different marketing ideas about different opportunities that you have, combined with your belief system and understanding how important your service work is, you will be in tune with your true divine appointment. And then I see it expanding, flourishing, like videos. Do you provide like a children's video? They're saying you can get a children's video that for places that you can't reach, you can market that video, and that could bring in a pretty penny also. Because you're adorable. I mean, you have to understand. I mean, like, from a physical standpoint, people are going to look at you and be like, oh, she's cute and adorable. You feel very, you feel good. Well, you got to be smiling when you do the video, but you understand what I'm saying. It's going to be marketable. But it has to do with your belief about yourself. It has to do with understanding that this isn't about you. This is about the evolution of humanity. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is what they keep telling me, the evolution of humanity. So let me tell you about me. When I get into me, I'm lost. You know, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not as good as some of the other channelers. Like, I go on Facebook, and it's like, your seventh strand of the DNA is changing. I'm like, obviously I don't channel that way. And it's like, so my insecurity is like, oh, but I'm not as good as them. Like, I get all into my own stuff, right? Well, guess how good my channeling is when I get into my own stuff. Not as good, right? So I don't want to say my trick, my key is when I don't make it about me. When I'm really clear that it's simply about serving God. And that's for me, which is why I can't work in the public school system. When it's about serving divinity, it's not about me. I mean, it really isn't. It's really not about me. It's about being willing to be used. And it's about serving divinity. It just there, and it opens up. And people flock, and people call, and it's like, I don't have enough hours in the day to help people. Because it's not about me. It's not about my insecurity. It's not about my egoic self. And my insecurity, I hate to say it, but it's always still there. Funny, you still haven't left me, have you? But when I switch it and I make it about service, it's not about me. So then it's not about my insecurity. So then I just follow the leader, and divinity talks to me, and I just do what divinity tells me to do. And it works like a charm.
But that's where it gets confusing, because for a year and a half we've been doing this, and it's amazing. We're not doing it. We're doing it just for that reason.
Okay.
But life, you know, life happens, and so do I go back to work short term to be able to build to get to that point where it can fully sustain? Because I definitely don't want to stop what we're doing. We've just grown leaps and bounds and made tremendous progress, not only for ourselves, but for my daughter and for our lives and for the lives of others, and that's what's just so rewarding. It's the best feeling in the world, but it's not happening fast enough.
Momentarily. Okay. And Melissa, say your name again, please.
Melissa.
Well, again, what they're saying is do what you have to do to pay the bills. So if it's easier to have it or supplement it with something else to pay the bills, then do what you need to do to support yourself. But they're saying in tandem to, Melissa, say your name one more time.
Melissa.
You could have more power behind you energetically than you, than you're calling into yourself right now. You can bring in a lot more personal power than you currently have. And that will support the transition. So if you decide to go back to work, I don't know what that means if you give this up totally or you do this outside of the work hours. And say your name one more time.
Melissa.
Say it one more time.
Melissa.
I keep feeling like there's more you can do that, that you're currently doing. And you're going to say, okay, what? This is what I would do, Melissa. I would go into meditation, not strenuous meditation, because that will defeat it. I would simply, kind of like the information we gave to Naylon, which is simply just open up to being guided, to being led, to being shown. I feel like you have more creative ideas stalking you than you are currently linearly aware of. So on a linear standpoint, I don't know what you're doing, but on a linear standpoint, oh, I can come in and be the PE person or whatever it is you're doing. But what they're saying to me is you actually have opportunities beyond that that you haven't tapped into yet. And part of that has to do with your spiritual progression in terms of trusting your light, trusting your light. So it's almost like from an economic standpoint, you got to do what you got to do to pay the bills. But in terms of following your gift, you actually are on the right track. And the more that you move into your light, the more that you listen to its teachings, the more that you kind of become one with it, I feel like you have more opportunities than you're aware of. I wish I could say, and this is what they are. But they're not telling me. They're saying that it's for you to go into your, they're actually showing me, you know what you look like right now? Okay, Fred Flintstone, years ago, he had Kazoo, I forget what the kid's, the guy's name is, that little
Martian.
E.T., yeah, Martian, and he had those little Martian hats, you know, like my favorite Martian had like that big bubble thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing around you. So it's almost like, like you got it all around you. It's about tapping into it and understanding what's there. You have more ways to do this than you're currently doing. That I know for sure. And that's what the orange was about. It was about expanding the creativity. So I don't know what that is. From a linear standpoint, I'm like, can you do online classes? Can you do, I don't know what it is you're gonna do. I don't know. But what I do know is they're saying, say your name one more time.
Melissa.
Yeah, it's about expanding, and it's in tandem with your spiritual growth. So this is as much about your spiritual path as it is about what the linear answer is. Does that make sense? Yeah, because to solve this, you're going to become, from a spiritual advance standpoint, where it is that you want to be. So from their perspective, it's good. From a linear perspective, I know it's hard. Trust me. Trust me. I get that. I still get that. And you're just my mirror, of course. But it's there. I'm promising you it's there. It's like stalking you. I mean, it's just all around you. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
And you're good. And you need to know that. You're that good. You need to know that. And your light is that strong. And you need to know that, too. And they're saying it wouldn't hurt for you to know, to know that even just a little bit more. Like, you know that, but you need to know that. You get it? Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Whatever they have to say,
I don't know if I can be last. I wish I knew what that last message was, but don't tell me. But I wish. I feel like, oh my God, can I beat my record? Marco's got this, like, I forget what it was, but I remember just being so. I just thought it was great, whatever it was.
Can I apologize? Unfortunately,
yeah.
I have
to. Do you have to go?
Leave because we have a home to look at.
Oh, okay. Do you have time for a message?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay,
that
so I'm gonna jump.
I didn't even want to check my. I don't like checking. But I realize my wife is gonna come through the wall here.
Okay, no, I don't want you to come through the wall.
No, because she's probably texting
sure,
me like, man, okay. Where are you? When are you coming home?
Okay, so one moment. I'm just
gonna
have her sit back. Thank you for speaking up. I could have started this way, and that would totally solve the problem.
Well, I didn't want to ruin a good thing that's moving through the room here. So.
Okay. Give me one second. Let her settle in and we'll get your message.
Yes,
good. All right, Mr. Steve. I'll let her settle in. And say your first name, please.
Steve.
Let me clear out a lot of stuff. Hold on. All right, and say your name again.
Steve.
And say it again.
Steve. Steve.
This is a tiny, tiny bit hard for me to say this to you because I know you personally, but I'm required to say it. That didn't help my fear at any level. Okay, hold on, let me clear that. They're like, just don't do that next time. It's time for, I'm going to giggle. It's time for you to release, Steve, say it one more time.
Steve.
Yeah, it's still the same message. It's time for you to release any of those feelings that you have or any of those memories where I could have done a better job. I should have done this. You did a fantastic job in this lifetime, and you continue to serve the light. You continue to serve the light, whether you realize that or not. You have such an awakened heart. I don't know if you're aware of that. I'm sure you are. But your heart is like golden. It's just golden. And like they're saying, if you could see yourself from a spiritual perspective compared to even just the rest of Palm Beach County, that you're trotting around looking for houses in Palm Beach County, if you could see your spiritual development compared to the rest of the people in Palm Beach County, you would be like, you would be aghast. You would be like, really, me? You're that spiritually advanced. I mean, you just are. And your heart is a treasure. Your heart is a treasure. You're kind of like Melissa. You touch people and affect people just with your presence, just with your they're saying, your holiness. So they're saying, why should a man like that suffer? Why should a man like that suffer? So what it is, they're saying really the only blemish that they see when they tune in is your belief that, basically you're too hard on yourself is what they're saying. Your belief that you did something wrong, that you did something in error, that you have something to feel bad about. And Steve, say your name one more time.
Steve.
Yeah, it's time to lighten up on yourself. It's time to forgive yourself. It's time to have the awareness that there's reason and purpose for every twist and turn. And here's the last thing before you leave. To allow others the privilege of their own spiritual lessons. And they're saying part of what you've been missing is having this like super responsibility for everybody else's path. You know, like, well, I should have done this, and therefore you wouldn't have had to experience this. Well, maybe it was their spiritual path to experience that. So there are people in your life that they're their own spiritual beings, regardless of age, regardless if they're your child or your mother or whoever they are. They're a spiritual soul journeying like everyone else, and they have certain spiritual lessons that they need to learn that they've set up before this lifetime that were purposeful for their spiritual development. And they're saying you have a tendency to feel over responsible for others' paths. They're kind of saying stop that in the sense that allow others the privilege of being spiritually mature themselves. Because if they don't learn spiritual maturity, if they don't learn ownership and responsibility, well, then how do they grow? And where you trip up a little bit is because you're such a spiritual master, because you so get things before other people do. It's almost like you feel like, well, then it's my responsibility because I can see what they can't see. And it is and it isn't. Because they will always stay at a lower spiritual level if they don't learn how to see. And sometimes people learn how to see by having the school of hard knocks. Sometimes people learn how to see because they have to figure out how to see to find their way. So don't deny them their own responsibility. Does that make sense?
Right on.
Okay.
About myself, how I feel.
Okay. Oof. I love you.
Okay. Thank you.
And next time, if you have like an agenda, because he needs a house, I found a house.
No, next time I won't have
just,
that agenda. Just
speak up.
I've been dying to come here,
first.
So
okay.
I appreciate it. Mm. Sherry, Terry?
Sherry, Terry.
Oh, okay. Marcos, Melissa, Julie, and Nicole. A pleasure.
Oh.
All right.
So nice meeting you.
Thank you. All right.
Have a great day. Good luck on the house, honey.
Yeah. Otherwise, I would live in here. Everyone have a great day.
You too.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. So cute. Okay, so now we're up to Marcos. Yeah, when people come in from other areas of your life and you have to tell them the truth, it's like, and then they're older than you too, so it's kind of like there's a respect issue going on.
Right.
It's like, oh God. All right. It's all part of spirit work. Service work is what they're saying. It's like, and that's what they're sharing. They want me to share that with you, Melissa. It's like what you watched is me learning how to walk out of my ego self and just follow directions. My job is to listen to spirit. And I was a perfect example of, learning how to do that. Because my ego self is like, I can't stand up to you and tell you the truth here. But spirit's like, but that's why he's here, for you to tell him the truth. So you have to learn how to get over your insecurity, get over yourself, and just be a follower. You know, and that's what, like the master, they're saying, that's what Master Jesus did. He says, it's not me. He says, it's the Father within. You know, and he says, I'm totally dependent. I'm totally dependent on the Father within. I just listen to the Father. And he did that 24/7. So I did that for a minute and a half, so good for me. But they're saying, like, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, surrendering to self, and self gets in the way. And when you release self, there's just so you know what's going on there, they do 3D or 5D pictures of fetuses, like the pregnant women.
Oh,
so
cute.
Yeah, so that's what they all, like, go to see the picture of the baby inside.
Oh, cool.
And they're saying that it's beautiful that they have their establishment right next to us, because that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're birthing the new consciousness. So, and we're getting a early glimpse of the baby within, the Christ child within. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You can do prenatal yoga too.
Mm-hmm.
Prenatal yoga.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I just got chills.
You know, you could talk to them on the way out, leave some business cards, say, I'm taking some spiritual classes here and I just noticed what you do. Okay, so let me clear all that out so we can
confirmation.
I'm getting confirmation. Do you have cards?
Yeah, but the marketing part is the part that I get like stuck. I'm like
on the same.
I already look out like.
Okay, so tell me about that.
I don't put myself out there. The ego gets in the way, and I don't like to put myself out there.
So
I feel like people should
now.
Just come. I feel like if they know that we're all about
love and helping people, they're just going to show up by people talking about what we do. And I don't do enough. If people come in, I do enough promoting because I believe it. I 100% believe in what we're doing. And we're, you know.
But if they come in, they're already interested. So you don't have to put yourself out there and be rejected is what they're telling me.
That's the rejection part that I am.
So now you understand what they mean by saying that this is part of your spiritual development. To make your business succeed, you're going to have to grow spiritually.
And the videos is like watching a mirror of myself, right? So whenever I see myself in a picture even, I'm like...
They want to go back to what I just said. In order to make your business succeed, you're going to have to grow spiritually. Spirit has you right where they want you. Mm-hmm. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The secret, if you want, like, you ever want to, like, lift when you're doing exercises and, like, a textbook and the answers are in the back of the book, if you want the answer key, you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. The answer key is you're going to succeed, and that's what they're saying. You're going to, at the end of the day, you're going to do this, so you might as well just do it now. Like, stop hemming and hawing. Sorry to be so blunt, but his energy, that your guide's obviously influencing me. They're saying stop hemming and hawing and just do your spiritual work, and you're going to be so pleased when you do. So pleased. I actually see you rich. I'm sorry to tell you, but I actually see you rich if you do this.
Well, I was in corporate America doing, for many years, I wanted for nothing because I worked really hard, but it was for all the wrong reasons, to prove myself.
Right.
And I gave that up.
Right.
Follow my path, mm-hmm. do what I love.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's
so now you have to love you too.
Now I'm at that crossroads.
Now you have to love you too.
It's part of it.
I think it's a strong part of it. It's a strong part of it. Because you see, it's your divinity. It's not, and that's what they're trying to teach. It's not like, oh, you know, like Saint Germain's divinity and Jesus's divinity. It's like, and your divinity. And see, the more that you know that for yourself, the more, even more of a blessing that you're going to be for these children. Because you're going to teach them that. And when you get it for yourself, this is what they're saying, it's a tandem thing. This is to get this really where you want it to be, this is about your spiritual development. And your higher self has set this up for you to succeed. So that's what they're asking you, like, take that as... you know when you do like a mantra or you have the image or whatever, like that seed syllable stuff? Take that. Well, you would get that yoga. Take that as your seed syllable. You have set this up. You have set this up for yourself to succeed.
Well, the interesting thing is, and this is kind of funny, is
mm-hmm.
when I teach the Course in Miracles,
mm-hmm.
I completely love it because I'm so entrenched in the Course. But my ego gets so in the way that I have to deliver a perfect message
mm-hmm.
that sometimes I get stuck. When I teach to children, I have no ego because they just love. I don't feel they're judging me. It's the
mm-hmm.
the constant judgment that I have on myself. But when I'm in front of children, I can just be really who I am. Versus when I'm teaching a class with adults, I'm like, everybody's judging me.
Because
I'm judging.
You're so innocent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The constant judging is going to go. The constant judging is going to go.
Thank God, because it's exhausting.
Okay. So they're trying to like implant some seed syllables is what's occurring right now. So your job, you know, like she's got that tumbler with all like the wonderful goodies about herself. Your job is to take those gifts as you leave today. Is to know that number one, they don't want me to do number one, but to know that you are going to succeed, and those judgments are going to leave. Because if you can accept that, then you know it's only a matter of time. And they're asking you today to accept the fact that it is going to happen. Because once you know that it is going to happen, you'll start it moving. So it's for you to accept that it actually is going to happen. Okay. At some point, we're going to get to Marcos, but it's important. It's important you hear all that. And you're just my mirror, by the way. It makes you feel any better. You're just my mirror. And a beautiful mirror at that. I'll share that. Okay. All right, Marcos, say your name, please.
Marcos.
And say it again, please.
Marcos.
So tell me about the master that's hanging out with you. Are you aware there's a master hanging out with you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So... Do you hear him? Do you sense him? Do you feel him?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Cool.
And it's since the last time I was here.
Uh-huh. You feel him?
Yeah.
And say your name again, please.
Marcos.
You're going to embody him by the end of your lifetime. So I have King Arthur as an overlay. And I feel his presence. Like, I can be in the grocery store and I feel his presence. And it's funny, I can't figure this out, but I'm getting King Arthur and I'm getting Jesus. And the two of them are kind of like slipping into my consciousness in and out all through the day. Like, I'll be talking to someone. And all of a sudden, I'm aware that it's really not me talking. It's really, Jesus is giving me words, and I'm just saying what he's saying. And then when I'm starting to channel, at the ends of my, and the end of my channel, there's a reason they want me to tell you all this. In the beginning of my channeling, I'm really aware you guys are here, and I'm bringing in the words, da da da. But somewhere in the middle of my channeling, it's suddenly not me anymore, and it's someone else talking. The reason I'm telling you that is the same thing is happening for you. I don't know whether you'll do formal channeling, but there is a calling on your life to bring in this master energy. It may be a separate master. It may just be, not just, but it may be your master self. It may be your just higher self that's overlaying on you at this point. Say your name again, please.
Marcos.
Give you a lot of credit. You have to know how well you're doing. You just have to know how well you're doing. You're streaming it in. I mean, you're really streaming it in, and it's beautiful. And say your name one more time.
Marcos.
Anything you need, tell Spirit. Tell Spirit. I don't know how to say this, but I don't know. Terry's a close second, because when I tune into Terry's energy over here, I'm always very impressed with how well she's surrendering. But except for Terry, Marcos, say your name again?
Marcos.
Fantastic. I mean, fantastic. And you got to know, I do readings like all day long, every day now. I got groups every single, 6 days a week. My Wednesday night group, I've got like 20 people or whatever. And I'm telling you all that just so you have an understanding of how many people I read now. Amazing. Amazing. So they're saying keep it up. Keep it up. And let Spirit know what can help you. Because I feel like you're going to bring in really important information. I don't know what. I don't know if you're going to write a book. I have no idea what form it's going to take. But what I feel is you're right on target. You're doing a fantastic job. And they want to support you in the transition. So let them know what you need. For example, if you need more meditative time, like if you need your schedule adjusted, if you need, I know it sounds weird, but if you need more lighting, if you need more fresh fruits, like whatever you need in your life that will help you in this process, Spirit will provide and help. So if you need help getting to sleep earlier so you can wake up and meditate, like whatever adjustments you need, it's almost like they're your butler. They're there to serve you. Let's say your name one more time.
Marcos.
I almost feel like I'm talking to a master. When I tune into you, like, what do you say? It's fantastic. Whatever you're doing it so well. They're just so delighted. They're so delighted. They're saying, see, it's really easy. You know, you don't have to make it so complicated. The ego likes to, like, delay. The ego likes to convince spiritual. This is for the rest of us learning, and me as well. The ego likes to convince spiritual aspirants that, you know, you got to read every spiritual book ever written. You've got to meditate an hour per day perfectly in lotus positions. Do not move a toe or you're not going to succeed. The ego likes to always make you convinced that you have to delay the process. And so our process is delayed only because they're saying, only because we believe that it's going to take longer, so it's going to take a little longer. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Spirit's there just to serve and provide. So whatever you need that can help, they've got it. They will cover you because basically you're covering them. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you leave after? I mean, how do you continue after that? I don't want to leave the energies. I honestly don't, because I'm almost learning from you in a way of how easy it can be. How easy it can be. You got it. What you're doing, what you got is there's an easy way to do this. And you've chosen easy. Fantastic. I'm sitting in your lap before it's over. I'm going to get some of the energy. Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you.
I'll leave you with that. I wish I had more to share, but I really don't. It's like, you got it.
Funny, because I just got a picture of what I want on the cover.
Excellent.
Too.
Awesome.
Well, that must have been you.
Excellent. Fantastic. Look at those ears. Really.
Whatever they have today.
Cute and adorable. That's me. That's not them. Okay. All right. And Sherry, first name, please.
Sherry.
Yeah, really. I knew I needed to clear, but I was taking the easy way out. Like, we'll have none of that. What they're actually clearing out of me, they want me to share this. What they're actually clearing out of me is me putting myself lower than Marcos. Because in my sharing, I disidentified with the fact that Marcos is just my mirror. Marcos is all of our mirrors. And they're saying that's an important element because it's still my ego seeing things in levels. Rather than congratulating all of us for calling in the mirror of it could be easy, because it's really our master selves that have called your mirror into our dream today to see that. And they're always asking us, they're saying it to me, but they're saying it to all of us. They're always asking us to choose our power, to choose our power, because they're reminding me that in choosing to, they just want to keep it in the positive. They're always asking us to see experiences through an empowering lens. See experiences through an empowering lens. And if we can remember that will serve us mightily. That will serve us mightily. We really don't have to play it the small way. And it's almost like we've been so conditioned that we forget. It's not that we don't want to, we just forget. So to always see things through an empowering lens will really, they're showing kind of like a hot air balloon where you got those fire things, like the rockets, whatever. It's not a rocket, obviously, but there's some fire thing that will really lift us up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Okay. So now we're up to the ears. And say your first name, please.
Sherry.
And say it again, please.
Sherry.
One more time. Say it one more time.
Sherry.
That was about me, not you, Sherry. I have a picture for you on Facebook. Would you remind me?
Okay.
That I didn't send you. I'm supposed to send you. And say it one more time.
Sherry.
Yeah, they said I saw that picture. I saw the picture because you're supposed to see the picture. So they sent it to me, so it would be sent to you. Let's say it one more time, Sherry.
Sherry.
All right, so they want you to start doing what Marcos is doing, and imagine that you're sitting next to him. They want you to start identifying yourself as however you want to see that. So whether you want to see yourself as the head of the fairies or Mother Nature or whatever most resonates for you, to start seeing yourself truly as that, as the representative of that energy on planet Earth. See, the lights are going off. Because the more that you do that, the more you will easily, and they say easily, you're really good at it actually, the more you will expand into that expanded awareness, that expanded consciousness. And they say that you tend to reserve that for special times. So for example, okay, I'm done with work, I ate dinner, I did the dishes, I put my feet up, I'm making this up. But, and now I'm going to tune in to that expanded awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to make a shift with you in terms of bringing it out into the light, bringing it out into the light of day.
All day long.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the shift that's underway for you. And say your name again.
Sherry.
Yeah, it's gonna be a piece of cake once you get used to it. It's simply a matter of getting used to it. It's actually not going to be hard for you to do. Some people it's harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it feels like it won't. You're comfortable bringing all kinds of energies into all kinds of rooms. Look at you with the ears. So they're saying you're comfortable doing that. It's more so of just getting into the habit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting into the habit of it. Because what you're going to find is you're going to have revelations and awarenesses that up to this point you've only dreamed of. And it's because it's almost like, okay, now I'm home, I've relaxed. Now I'll open up to my true self. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I can really live in this level of awareness 24/7. And that's what you're being shown and taught and reminded of. I feel like you're going to get remindings.
Okay.
And different things will remind you to go back to that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a process. And it's really about, it's almost like it's against the law to have butterfly wings on. You were born with butterfly wings. So, you keep them covered during the day, but when you go home, you lift them out. And so now, no more law, there's a new president, and you can have your butterfly wings. So it's getting used to walking around with your butterfly wings.
Okay. I get that.
Okay, cool. I guess about fairy wings. But it's like that.
Awesome.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Nicole. I wanted to ask if it was okay if I could announce my meditation
sure.
for tomorrow night.
Of course.
Okay, I can do that after you do my reading if you want.
You can do it now.
Okay. Tomorrow is another Lionsgate Day. I don't know if you all are familiar with that. It's an energy, the portal that's opening up, and it happens on the 8 days. So it's the 8th month. 1 + 7 = 8, and then the year adds up to 8. So it's like a triple high energy day. So I'll be doing a meditation. I'm doing it as a webinar. So if you have a webcam or even a phone that you can call in on, I can give you the information for that.
What time?
8 o'clock.
Tomorrow night?
So it'll be 888 at 8. Yes, tomorrow night.
Great.
Okay. Thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, my God, of course. Are you kidding me? I love you.
And when you were doing the attunement, something very interesting happened. It was like I had this vision. It's like you weren't talking, you were just calling in the attunement. I had this vision of me as like Spider-Man. And I'm climbing. I can see my, the things that Spider-Man does. And climbing up this tall building. And just this image of what I saw was so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want more of that. So I want them to, I want them to let me know how I can get more of that.
Okay. So the image of what you saw was amazing, and what part of it was it? What was amazing?
Everything, just the energy there, the feel of the energy. It was kind of like floating on clouds, that type of feeling,
okay.
just being in that space.
Okay, so it wasn't really what you saw as much as what you experienced.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Terry.
One moment, I still have to. I guess after clear again, one more. They keep telling me it'll get easier. It'll get easier.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is I get ego thoughts, and that's what I'm clearing out. Because they're teaching me how to stay at a higher level. So then then I'm wondering, have I always had those ego thoughts? And they're like, yeah, but it was too much before, so they didn't, there was nothing they could do about it, but now that I'm getting better, now a couple of breaths and I'm really where they want me to be, so I'm thinking like, okay, that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's really funny, but I had the thought, like, how come I never did this before? It was too much. Too funny. Okay, so one more. Okay, and say your question, please.
Terry.
And say it again, please.
Terry.
Oh, you want this?
I mean, you like really, really want this now. So what happened is you're claiming it for yourself. What's happening is you're claiming it for yourself. And they really want you to understand that. So it's not that the attunement did anything to you as much as you. And they're delighted. Oh my God, I'm getting the chills, Terry. They are so delighted. As much as you are saying yes, you are saying mm-hmm. yes. And that's what they're reminding us. It's like we're not waiting for someone like, okay, I'm ready. Like, where are you? It's about us claiming it. It's mm-hmm. like, it's almost like a proactive a will. It's us using our will. And being willing to say yes to ourselves, being willing to own what is true about ourselves. And Terry, say your name again, please.
Terry.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it. And you're just, you know, as good as you are, Terry, what they're sharing is you're just at the cusp of really, truly, doing it in the sense of really claiming your mastery. They're saying like you just started breaking through. It's almost like they're showing me the sun, and like it's just the beginning of the sun coming up. That's what they're saying. There's, in other words, like there's that much of the goodies still to come. There's that much of the goodies still mm-hmm. to come. So you're climbing your ascension is what you're doing. You're climbing to the higher energies is what that was, and. It's just the beginning of discovering your rainbow. Just the beginning. And they're sharing that to encourage you to keep going. Because they're basically saying, well, if you like that, then imagine what's going to come, if you, what's on the other side of the rainbow. And Terry, say your name again, please.
Terry.
It's yours for the taking. It's yours for the taking. Take it. Terry, say it one more time.
Terry.
You got, I could say this because he's not here. Sorry, Steve. You got a quarter of what Steve had. So Steve had, you remember what the message was for Steve, mm-hmm. you know, like, to recognize that everybody's got their own path. They need to take responsibility of their path. You've got a little bit of Steve-itis, but they're saying it's like a quarter or even a fifth of the energy that he was holding, because hopefully he released some of it just in hearing mm-hmm. the message. So that's what they're asking, and they're saying, they're kind of trying to give you a little compliment. It's almost just like a sixth, they're so cute, of what Steve, what energy Steve's holding that needs releasing. So they're saying to do your due diligence in that regard one more time, because to recognize that they're like codependency really needs to clear out of the room, guys, is what they're sharing, in the sense that those that are spiritually more aware have this tendency to keep taking extra responsibility for someone. I'll carry that for you, because obviously you're not as capable, or because I have the ability to do that. But what happens is, then that person goes through a lifetime and doesn't learn what they need to learn because someone stepped in and helped them out of love and compassion. But and sometimes it's almost out of fear that they're not, that your loved one's not going to be able to do it for themselves. And maybe they can't. But then they have to experience the effects of not being able to, so that they find their self-will. They start again, even in another lifetime if necessary, to learn how to pull in their energies and use their self-will just like you did. Don't deny others their spiritual work. Don't deny others their spiritual work. Instead, use your spiritual wisdom to hold the faith and to visualize them succeeding. But don't do the spiritual work for them. Don't take on the guilt or responsibility of it. So they're saying there's a little bit more cleanup work, but it's releasing. Even through our discussion, they're saying now it's like a seventh. Now it's a seventh. So you're getting it. You're getting it. An eighth. It's working. Mm-hmm. A ninth. Yeah, you're clearing it out. Keep clearing it out. Keep clearing it out. Ask for spiritual support to clear out any energies unlike love in that regard. Ask for spiritual support, because you're using your free will to request that. Now it's a 12th. Wow, you're fast. Now it's a 12th. So keep going, and then 13th. I can't. I see it. Now it's 1/13th. So, you're good. Okay, so you get that, obviously. You understand that. 15th. Now it's a 16th. Wow. Wow. Teach a lesson on that. You know how to do that. Okay, so say your name one more time.
Terry.
Okay, so they're saying that's what it is. So you're going to put in the energies of the self-love, releasing yourself from the burdens of being responsible for other people's life. And you're going to put in the energies of knowing that it's only the beginning of what's possible for yourself. And say your name again.
Terry.
And you're going to put in the final energies of belief of yourself. And you're good to go. And it's almost like, and now we're doing like a little bit of white magic, shall we say. So you're going to put all that into your witch's brew. And you're going you will arrive. You will arrive. Terry, say your name one more time.
Terry.
Let it go. Let it go. I still feel a little bit of that energy that Steve was holding. Let it go. Not your responsibility. Not your responsibility. There's an ego tendency to want to feel responsible, because if you feel responsible, you feel, even if you're lashing yourself, you feel like, how do I say it? Give me one second. If you feel responsible, then you feel like you can make sense of it, and that's what it is. Then you can feel like you can make sense of it. It's like, oh, okay, well, if I had done this, then this would have happened, as opposed to, the nonsensical nature of duality, you know, it's like sometimes duality is duality. So the example they're giving me to share is, I don't know who this master was, but there was a woman who had lost her son. He was killed. And so she was just distraught, ready to end her life. And so she goes to this Buddhist master in one last-ditch effort to not kill herself. And he says, what's wrong? And she says, well, my son lost his life, you know, why me? Why me? And he says, well, why not you? Like, that's the nature of what this is. And I think it's, they're sharing that it's like our ego attachment, that the ego sets you up for failure, because it sets you up to say, well, this is what earth life should be. And you know, the ego is basically just full of it. I don't know how else to say it. So it's by loosening your attachment to your expectations of what this life was supposed to be about. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying you're at 1/14th of the energy of Steve. How funny, huh? So as you rid yourself of the residue of that, you will permit yourself. It's almost like you're going to permit yourself to receive a promotion. You're going to permit yourself. Yeah, it's when you decide that you're innocent. That's what it is.
Okay.
And you're going to do it, lady.
I am.
You are. Excellent. Perfect. Indeed. You're all going to do it. You see, you're all the masters. And we, without blemish, wish you a happy party. In fact, you will all achieve where it is you're headed, where you are going. Will some get there earlier than others? it will just appear that way. You see, it is your higher self that is guiding you. So what does this mean? It means you are already there. You already are the master. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
That's awesome. All right. So thank you.